because you will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as you begin your day. Father God, we thank you for this day, October 29th, 2019, a day that we did not know is going to come, a day that it did not come for some, Father, that you did call home. Father, we stand in preparation to hear a word that you have placed on the heart of the individual that will be sharing. We appreciate, we thank you. We want to just thank you for what you have done, just waking us up this morning. We don't take that lightly at all, Father. We thank you for the peace of mind. We thank you for our extremities, the ability to use them. We thank you for just the little things, as one of our sisters shared, just to be able to breathe, the breath of life, Father. We want to just thank you. Thank you for your son that came forth to free us of any of our sins that we can know we can go forth in this world, Father. We look to be enriched, enhanced, and empowered in the word that's going to come forth. We ask you to continue to cover the co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa. We ask you, Father, that you just place peace on this call. Just so that you know, Slewfoot, Distractor, there are so many names that we could give you. There will be no place for you on this call, so you too can have a seat in this virtual sanctuary and get enriched, enhanced, and empowered. We know that you were one of the angels at one time that sat at the table, but you made a decision not to do so, so we just are not going to have you distract this call. Father God, we will now just come before you in peace, get ready for this word, and thank you again for this day. Brother, our brother Jesus and our brother's Jesus name, amen, amen, and amen. And I will now turn the call over to our host. Have a great day, everyone. Be blessed.
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Bonita. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Good morning.
We hear you loud and clear.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Thank you, Ms. Renee, for greeting us this morning and starting off with that powerful prayer. We appreciate you. We thank you, Mr. Rosin, for ushering us in this morning. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody's like you, Lord. Thank you so much for that. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I just want to share with you this morning a little about our call. On October 2010, the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Watson, started this call. We are 9 years. We have completed 9 years. I'm excited. We are based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. But do you have a cry out, O Lord? In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. If you feel led by the Lord, and you want to hear something 24/7, we have a website. It's called www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All message has been archived on this site, as well as the bio of our speakers. The theme for the year 2019, God's Hands of Justice, Integrity, and Trust in Me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen in me. Amen. If you've been feel led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Bonita has done, and a host as yours truly, or even share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and co-founder Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And so we have a phenomenal company. I am so glad to be a part of it. It's called Artist Life, which has been established by the BS De Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great product to help the world become healthy and wealthy, and you all close to share with everyone. The morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294 617-294-6176, 294-617. If you have a service as T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, we want to share with you a free bypass number. You call it first. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and then you proceed with the number. Today is Tuesday, Presidential Tuesday, and we have our Executive President, Candia Moses, will be sharing with you about the trip, the double points, so that you can be get qualified to travel with us in 2020 to Cancun. So I want to share with each and every one of you to check your back office daily and also check your WhatsApp app. That is so important. Keep us connected. Stay connected. But, you know, I'm just going to introduce our speaker this morning. She's no stranger to this call, but she's a powerhouse. Oh, I tell you, she called me last night. I said, God is good. I'm so glad, like Dr. Vanessa said, be ready in and out of season. Hallelujah. I was just want to share a little about our Press General, Mrs. Brenda Terrell. Her bio is extensive, so we're going to ask everyone to go to the mastercall.net and review her. I'm just going to give you some highlights on her. She's powerful. She's so powerful. She's a praying woman, I can tell you that. Minister Brenda Terrell was brought up in the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. After graduating at the honors of a honorable student and getting her associate's degree in business, Minister Brenda Terrell was married to Freddie Terrell, moved to Texas. They was married, I'd say 36, I think it's more than 36 years, but that's what I read this last night. Minister Brenda Terrell has is a mother of five and three grandsons that keep her busy. Minister Brenda's favorite word is, God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. That is true. I can say that for myself. God is faithful. Minister Brenda Terrell is also an artist and distributor who has products, enjoys helping others to become healthy and wealthy. She's Minister Brenda Terrell is a prayer journal on the Master's Call. Oh, I tell you, she gets things done. She's a mover and a shaker. I'm going to stop because I don't want to I want her to get into her word, and I'm going to introduce none other than my friend and my partner, Minister Brenda Terrell. Where are you out there, Minister Brenda Terrell?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for stepping in and hosting this call this morning. We give God glory for you for just being available when the Master calls. Hallelujah. And we so appreciate you. And thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. We so appreciate you. Give God glory for you. And we know that the greater things are taking place in your life. Oh, my goodness, that praise and worship. If you weren't in there this morning, you should have been there. Lord, I am desperate for you. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon Stowers, for allowing God to use you this morning because this is the air we breathe. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you to our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, for being such a wonderful woman of God. And thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. I think you move faster than I do all over the world. Hallelujah. You're back in Mississippi. I so love and appreciate you. Thank you both for being the women of God that you are. And I want to say hello, Mother Josie. God bless you. It's such a blessing to see you this past weekend and to my TMC family in its entirety, including guests. We love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for allowing God to use each and every one of you to help me be the person that I am. And even with your prayers, I so appreciate and love you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. This is the air that we breathe. You saw fit to Open up the heavens this morning, Lord God, and allow us to saturate in your presence. We thank you, Father God, that today is the day that we have, and we want you to get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Father, it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. So we thank you that you're using this vessel. Let it no longer be Brenda, but Christ who dwells in me, to bring forth the message that we all will adhere and stand firm, knowing that God, you are the greater in each and every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, it's been a glorious, glorious, glorious weekend. And I'm still saturated in the presence of God, in the shifting of what he's doing in the atmosphere, spiritually, even physically and collectively with the prayer warriors, the body of Christ, and I had gone before him and I said, Lord, what is it that you really want me to speak on? And all week I had heard today. Today is today. Today is what we have. You know, Luke 23:43 said, when Jesus said to the thief that was on the side of him, he said, I promise you that today you will be in paradise with me. And the many times I heard this story about these two criminals that were being hung with Jesus in the middle of them, and as time treads along, you know, God had a way of revealing the more to us. I know to me, as we grow spiritually in him, on the effects of what his word is saying and how it speaks personally to each and every one of us. Now, we know that one of the men blasphemed Jesus just like Satan did and said, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. However, the other one rebuked him, saying, don't you fear God? And that's something that I just dwelled on for a moment, as to look at the world around us and say, don't you fear God? You receive the same sentence he did, is what he told him. Ours is only right because we're getting what we deserve for what we did, but he has done no wrong. And then he said to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, and I'm using another version, assuredly, I think it's King James, I say to you, today, he didn't say tomorrow. He didn't say next week. He said, today, you will be with me in paradise. He told the thief, today, again, I'm dwelling on that, not tomorrow, not the next day, today, he said, you will be with me in paradise. And this statement shows that he is the eternal God who speaks and is done. Now, theologians can argue back and forth about how Jesus died that day, which he did, and was buried in a tomb, which he was, and was raised on the third day with all power in his hand? Absolutely. How possible could this man be in paradise that day? Jesus said, today. Then you have some theologians arguing the fact that this man couldn't have been in paradise because Jesus told Mary after she discovered he was missing from the tomb. Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. So once again, they come to the conclusion that this did not take place. They forgot the fact that he is Yahweh, El Shaddai, Elohim, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator of and Giver of Life. You know, the theologians think too much with their limited way of thinking. And we have a tendency of doing the same thing. We will try to place God into a box saying, oh, this is not possible. This is not possible. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't God tell Moses that he is Yahweh, I am that I am? This signifies, that name signifies presence. Today, we need to acknowledge that. Today, we need to know that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Today, he is Elohim, which is sovereign, supreme power, and authority. Today, he is El Shaddai, which means he's God Almighty, all-powerful. He is the 911 to run to, and we can find refuge and rest in his shadow, just like Psalms 91:1, the 911, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, sounds like paradise to me, shall abide in the shadows of the Almighty. Today, our God is still the Most High. Let's dwell on that. Today, he said, you will be in paradise with me. Today, we can be in paradise with him when we saturate ourselves in his word, when we call on his name, when we go into the presence and say, Lord, this is the air I breathe. Oh, I'm desperate for you. Now, Paul had a vision of paradise in 2 Corinthians 12:1-4. You could go read it in various versions. He said, I have to boast, even though it doesn't do any good. But I will now talk about visions and revelations given to me by the Lord. I know a certain Christian man who 14 years ago was snatched up to the highest heaven. Another version said the third heavens. I do not know whether this actually happened or whether he had a vision. Only God knows. I repeat, I know that this man was snatched to paradise. Again, I do not know whether this actually happened or whether it was a vision. Only God knows. He was in paradise. God is sovereign. God is powerful. And there he heard things which cannot be put into words, things that human lips may not speak. Today, we know that with man, these things are impossible. But with God, hallelujah, but with God, all things are possible. Can we get our minds dwelling on that? With God, all things are possible. See, man tries too much to dwell on the things that are limited with them. But when we think about who God is all by himself, he speaks, it happens. When this man that was on the side of him, that thief that said, Lord, remember me in your kingdom. See, and when Jesus turned around and told him, today you will be in paradise with me. Huh. With me. See, they took the body down from the cross and put it in the grave. Oh, glory to God. But God's spirit, the spirit of the living God, was moving everywhere. Lives were being changed. He took that man to paradise with him. And paradise could be anywhere. It could be just within Jesus. Think about that. That's a Selah moment. Just within him. Because he said, when he told the Father in John 17, he said, I in you and you in me. We will bring these together. These people, the ones that love you, we will bring them together. And I want to paraphrase, and bring them into paradise. We can live into paradise this very hour, today. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. So again, with God, all things are possible. And as he leads us and guides us into all truth, he said we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Today, we're going to realize that our God is omnipotent. That's almighty and infinite in power. He spoke all things into being, and all things, every microorganism, every breath we take, this is the air I breathe, are sustained by him. There is nothing too difficult for him to do. Today, our God is omnipresent, present everywhere at the same time. Yes, he could have been in paradise, and then he could have been in Texas. He could have been in Africa. He could have been in Hawaii. He could have been in London. Yes, he could even be in Mississippi. He can be anywhere and everywhere at the same time. Omnipresent. Today, that's who our God is. Psalm 139:8 says, if I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. David realized it. He knew God could be anywhere, everywhere, at the same time. So when Jesus told the man that day, today, you will be with me in paradise, he meant just that. And guess what? It happened. Today, our God is the author and the finisher of our faith. We don't have to worry about what man is doing to us. Today, he say, cast all your cares upon him because he cares so much for you. Today, this is the air I breathe. Take a deep breath. Yes, he's living on the inside of me and you. Hebrews 3:7 says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, we'll say, yes, Lord, we will respond to you. Because today, our hearts are open to hear what the Spirit is saying. Today, we will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, knowing that all things will be added to us. Today, we realize that our God has not given us a spirit of fear, hallelujah, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, which is the mind of Christ. Today, as we pray, we will say, Father, give us this day, today, our daily bread. What we have now, my brothers and sisters, is today. The word tells us in Matthew 6:34, do not worry about tomorrow. It will have enough worries of its own. When someone asks for prayer, let's do it today. Today, let all that we do be done in love, because love conquered all. You know, Deuteronomy 4, God had told the people, said, but those of you who were faithful to the Lord, your God, are still alive today. That's Deuteronomy 4:4, Good News version. But those of you who were faithful to the Lord, your God, are still alive today. Yes, we have today. So today, let all that we do be done in love, because love conquered all. Today, We will be thankful for everything, the good, the ugly, the inconvenience. Today, we will rejoice in him. Today, we will ask him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Today, we will declare that our loved ones are saved and filled with his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Today, we will count it all joy when we fall in divers temptations, knowing that the trying of our faith worketh patience. Glory to God. Today, we will sow seeds of love everywhere we go because we know that he that's on the inside of us is love all by himself. Today, I'm desperate for you, Lord. Yes, yes, because this is the air I breathe. Today, we will know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today is what we have. Today is that what we'll allow God to take and use for his glory through us, knowing that he's God and God alone. I hope you got a thought from this message today, because today is what we have. I love you all. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that profound words. We ask you to come back and close us out in a benediction after a few announcements. I said, I'm just so proud of you. Let us pray and pray over our prayer request this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning to say thank you for another beautiful day. We trust you, your plans, and we rejoice in knowing it will be well done. Thank you for Minister Brenda for that powerful message this morning. With God, all things are possible. Today, we have today. If anyone asks you for prayer, pray today. We ask you, we thank you this morning. We thank you for that powerful message. So we want to say this morning, restore Minister Brenda, Lord, with abundance of blessing after blessing after blessing, that she will have enough room to hold, Lord. Pray for her. We pray for the two co-founders, hallelujah, this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for the master's call for the past 9 years. We are blessed. We are so blessed to stay connected with this call. We praise God for every prayer warrior, guests, artists, lights, reps, customers that join us here on the Master Call. We pray for the Diaz De Leon family. We share an artist's life with us. We pray for the staff that help us to move forward. We pray for Mother Joseph this morning, hallelujah, 96 years young. We pray for Mother Alva, who will become 104 tomorrow. 104 years old. That's October 30th. We pray for Mother Eleanor. We pray for Mother Scott. We pray for the sick and the shut in and the hospitals, and pray for everyone in the prison this morning. We pray, Lord, that you touch them this morning. We pray for the bereavement family this morning. Oh, Lord, touch them in a special way. I pray for my aunt that's going home this morning to be with the Lord. She's her homegoing services this morning, Chesapeake. This morning, we pray for our family this morning. We give you thanks this morning. We give thanks this morning to the Lord. He is good. He's worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let me just say to you, we want you to listen to this powerful message. The prayer general, you know, I just said she's just all of that. We pray for that. So let me give you the number so you can listen to the pray back and share with everyone this day. Share this call this morning, 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. I just want to say, please, right after this call, in the new motivation call, please plug into that call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294, where we have our executive president, Ms. Candy Moses, going to share with you the moving forward to be a part of our trip to Cancun in 2020. Thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting us this morning and opening us up in the prayer. Thank you, Minister Roslyn, for ushering us in this morning. And again, thank you, Minister Brenda, again, for your powerful message. this morning. Will you close us out in a benediction, please?
Thank you again, Minister Cynthia. God bless you. God bless you. This is the air we breathe. Let's take a deep breath. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We have today, Lord, take our hands, take our hearts, take our minds, and use them for your glory today, O God. And we'll be careful to give your name praise and glory in all that we do, because we are desperate for you. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah and amen.